It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, April 22, 2019. Today is the birthday of the English novelist Henry Fielding, born in 1707 at Sharpham in Somerset in southwestern England. Today, Fielding is known primarily for his rich, earthy humor and his satire. His fame rests principally on his great panoramic novel, The History of Tom Jones, which traces the adventures of a good-natured, young, lusty ne'er-do-well from the country who makes his way to London and who rises from disgrace to acceptance as a country gentleman. Aside from Fielding's literary achievements, he has a significant place in the history of law enforcement, having founded with his half-brother John what some have called London's first police force, the Bow Street Runners, using his authority as a magistrate. He was educated at Eton College, where he established a lifelong friendship with British statesman and future Prime Minister William Pitt the Elder. After a romantic episode with a young woman that ended in his getting into trouble with the law, he went to London, where his literary career began. In 1728, he traveled to Leiden to study classics and law at the university there. However, due to a lack of money, he was obliged to return to London, where he began writing for the theater, some of his work being savagely critical of the contemporary government under Sir Robert Walpole. The Theatrical Licensing Act of 1737 is alleged to be a direct response to Fielding's activities. Once the Licensing Act passed, political satire on the stage was virtually impossible, and playwrights were almost always viewed as suspicious characters. Fielding retired from the theater and resumed his career in law in order to support his wife, Charlotte Craddock, and his two children. He then became a barrister. However, Fielding never stopped writing political satire and parodies of current arts and letters. Almost by accident, in anger at the success of Samuel Richardson's novel Pamela, or Virtue Rewarded, Fielding took to writing novels in 1741, and his first major success was titled Shamela, an anonymous parody of Richardson's melodramatic novel. He followed this with Joseph Andrews, an original work supposedly dealing with Pamela's brother, the annoyingly virtuous Joseph. Although begun as a parody, this work developed into an accomplished novel in its own right and is considered Fielding's debut as a serious novelist. In his later years, he became London's chief magistrate at the same time his literary career was also at its height. But after 1750, his health declined. He suffered from asthma and gout and other afflictions and went abroad to Portugal in 1754 in search of a cure. He died there 2 months later and is buried in the English cemetery in Lisbon. Nearly every major novelist writing in English since his time was influenced by him, particularly Charles Dickens and Mark Twain. Fielding, in turn, shows the influence of Miguel de Cervantes, who was, in turn, influenced by someone else, proving the maxim that no writer writes in a vacuum. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 22nd, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.